Welcome back, everybody. I'd like to have you guys check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. And, of course, Facebook, like us, as usual. And speaking of like us, we wanted Don to take a trip, just kind of get away from here for a while. So we sent him afar, and we made sure that the trip would be the most difficult trip ever. Did we achieve that mission, Don?
What's that?
Did we achieve our mission of making that trip
most difficult? Yes. From... I've taken the venture to go out to Las Vegas to the SHOT Show, which is a shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. And it didn't get off to the best start. Got a little hung up at the airport. You know, I'm just going to heed some warning. If you're traveling, make sure you do get to the airport plenty early. We had a situation when I departed on Monday. Now, they told me it was because of the holiday. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. But, of course, I missed my flight, and so did a whole lot of other people because the TSA lines were so long, and it took so long to get through the checkouts that, I mean, people were running down the hallways to get to their flights and only to find out they're backing away, you know. So we had 11 people on our flight that got missed. And so then we hung out in the airport for, you know, a little over 10 hours to try to catch the next flight. And that makes for a long day. So just a warning, if you're going to travel, get there.
Get there early.
Get there early.
Yeah. Yuck. Well, that's always a good way to start the trip out.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing the show didn't start to the following day, which was Tuesday.
Well, I suspect from that point, everything was downhill and easy breezy.
Well, yeah, for the most part, it went fine. You know, I just to share a little bit about what the SHOT Show is. It's a show for all of the manufacturers and dealers and retailers, not just in the United States, around the country. There's 78 countries represented, either as an exhibitor or as an attendant at the show. And it's, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever been to a big trade show, but this one to me is ginormous. I think it's the 19th largest trade show that's hosted in America at this point. But, you know, I talked to you a little bit earlier about, I mean, the space on the floor is equivalent to 14 football fields. It's got just shy of 14 miles of aisles.
The aisle thing, to me, is the most important part, because you have to walk to see everything. You have to walk every row in order to see everything that's there. And that itself is crazy. I mean,
there's a media room. There's over 2,000 media that show up to cover this event. You know, and I hope that we can establish some pretty good interviews going forward, you know, for next summer, for some of these companies that can share some really good stuff, you know, things like firearm maintenance and navigation and things like that, so we can talk to the pros. I mean, I've had a chance to talk to a gentleman that was an instructor, and it was really kind of eye-opening just listening to what he was talking about as far as, you know, for self-defense and things like that. So, I mean, those things will be coming up, and we're planning to do that.
Cool. Very cool. So give us some of the cool things that you saw, because obviously since it's not open to public, people are not going to be able to go. You're going to hear some pieces and parts, and there's going to be a slew of advertising that'll end up going out. But what are your top things that you've seen so far? You've got another day to go. Yeah, let's see. What's the story with that?
There's just so many wow factors. I mean, it's for example, there must be 200 plus manufacturers of like AR-15s. I mean, trust me, it's a popular weapon. There's all the hunting rifles and everything else, and a lot of them now are specifically being designed for hunting. But there was one company that. And there's a lot of companies that sell or offer at what they call like aftermarket parts.
Yep.
So you can build, this new technology allows for a Krea coat, and in any color you want. or any design you want. So there's companies that make them just out of their, you know, their steel, and then there's companies that make them out of carbon fiber. And they hand you the frame, shy of the barrel and the bolt, and it doesn't weigh anything. It's just amazing. One of the neatest things I've seen is a trigger company that just makes triggers from Toronto, Canada. And they have the whole lineup of every trigger and what pole you want on it. You know, triggers can range anywhere from 4-pound pole down to 8 ounces. And you pull, you touch that 8-ounce trigger and it goes off. I mean, it's that's for high end target shooters.
Yep.
So that there is absolutely no motion or no muscle that has to move to trigger. You wouldn't take it hunting because if it just, the wind could probably set it off. I don't know.
Right.
But
right.
Their triggers were so smooth. I was really impressed with those. There's actually a couple, you know, and I'm, you know, this is a big step to get into this show, number one, and how they got in, I don't know, but they're in their first year because of COVID, they made a safe. You've seen safes for pistols,
right?
That literally ejects. You put it's a fingerprint or impression on the side of it, and when you touch it, the gun will pop out of that case right into your hand. It's one second delivery.
You don't That's have James to, Bond know, stuff to, right there.
Yeah, it is. It just boom, and it's right in your hand.
Anything? Did you see weaponry? I pulled up a lot of the different ammos. There's a ton there's 19 different cartridges and elements that were introduced that I saw when I was looking over some of the SHOT Show introductions that had been published so far. Anything that stands out in your mind as far as the ammo?
Ammo, well, you know, I talked to, because I have a rifle that has an unusual caliber, and I've been asking for my own sake if they're going to be producing that ammo, and some of them are starting to do that. But, there's so many bullet companies. You know, there's the companies that make the actual bullet, and then there's the companies that make the casings. The companies that
primer
that manufacture the powder and the primers and all of that. So, you know, you get to, they're literally there to talk to the ammunition companies like Federal or Hornady or.
Yeah, how they can integrate into their system.
Yep.
One thing I thought that was interesting, Don, not to interrupt, but they've got a cartridge company that specifically is building target, and I'm talking refined target grade cartridges, the whole assembly, bullet, cartridge,
yep,
primer, powder, the whole nine yards. And literally,
right,
it's like $175 for 20.
Yeah, there are specialty ammo companies like that that will modify the ammunition or what they call tune it right to a rifle. I did talk to one rifle company that if you buy their rifle, you will receive it. I mean, it's guaranteed out of the box with their ammo accurate to 1,400 yards.
That's impressive.
1,400 yards they're planking, hitting the metal.
Well, and it makes a big difference. You know, you can have what's called accusizing, where they will actually, you look at the bullet seat into the cartridge, and that changes how that bullet is leaving the cartridge and going down the barrel. It also stops any gas bypasses that goes back or blowback. There's a lot of things that could take place at that point, and of course they have to test the rifle at that point as well. So,
another thing comes to mind, Eric, is they have there's a couple of companies now that are developing a non-lethal self-defense firearm. It looks just like a firearm, just like any other pistol, but it shoots if you could picture a paintball, only instead of paint in it, it's got CO2 or like bear spray, what do you call it?
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray in it, yep. And it creates a dry chemical cloud 4 foot around, you know, where it hits, which will, you know,
incapacitate
anybody. And, you know, and they seem to me, $400, it's versus, you know, if you're trying to create a deterrent, that might be a real option for someone. I think you'd be seeing those.
A non-lethal deterrent, yeah. Yep. Interesting. Well, you know, Don, we've got a ton more stuff to gather as far as information. What's your goal today?
Well, today I'm going to try to hit the some of the main manufacturers, you know, the Brownings of the world and the FNs and the, you know, some of the major companies like that, and swing by and touch base with them.
Well, I know
I actually haven't had a chance to talk to one yet because I mean this thing is so, I mean it's all of Caesar's Forum, and it's all of the Venetian Forum, and my whole first day, I never got out of the Caesars. And the last 2 days I covered, the next 2 days I covered just the lower level of the Venetian Expo Center. And I got about 4 or 5 aisles in that. So I got a lot to cover today, but the biggest displays are located on this last level that I'm on. So one display will take up, 20,000 square feet or 30,000 square feet. So, you know, you're not stopping 6-8 times going by them.
Don, what have you heard so far about delays in delivering product? Has there been a big conversation about that, or some of these smaller companies haven't had the same issue? What's the...
Well, you know, I'm not actually, I'm not here. You know what? One of the, you know, I asked... One of the things that's here that I've been to this show in the past, and what I noticed, one thing I noticed is the difference. There's a lot of knife manufacturers, and these new pocket knives that they make are becoming so popular. And I talked to some from Czechoslovakia, Japan, China has many of them here, and as well as Italy. And then, of course, all the American manufacturers. I've been asking them, you know, is it possible to get your product, you know? And they go, yeah, it's, you know. And it was surprisingly a lot of like that type of thing is done online, you know, rather than in a retail location.
Right.
Shipped direct to the
I know I talked to in prep for our conversation, I talked to one of my buddies in retail world. We've talked to him before, Tom Keenan. He works at a retailer. He's one of the main guys at a store in Wisconsin. And he had mentioned that if you want to order a Browning right now, you're looking like a Browning Synergy. It's almost a year. Wait.
Yes.
To get that.
I've overheard other conversations, you know, people that are asking about ordering. I'm not doing that, but just listening to conversations that there's a lot of them that are saying 2 to 3 to 4 months out or longer on that, you know, and a lot of times it's new product too. So you're looking at a prototype here and
they have to wait to see if it's going to worth hitting the streets for them and the popularity, if they're going to get ordered by the larger companies, retailers.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
You know, it's a very interesting and we run into lots of really pretty interesting conversations in the media room with different writers from around the country and of course TV and writers, and there's all kinds of different media that are covering this particular show, and I hope to have a couple of those as guests as we go down the road to share some of that stuff.
Cool. Sounds good to me. Well, Don, you get after it. It sounds like you're going to have to start early. Put on your track shoes and hit the big guys. See what you can find out about the delays. I'm really anxious to see if it's the same in that element as it is across the country on the other.
Okay, I'll ask the question.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Don?
All right.
Safe travels on the way home. No delays. Get to the airport early. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks, bud. And we'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Kind of cool that Don's out there, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't even ask what the weather was like.
It's like it usually is, like 70 degrees and 65, 70 and sunny.
At night it gets cold, though.
Yeah, but not...
Not super cold,
but... For us?
Yeah.
No.
It's really cold right now, so kind of jealous.
It was this week. This week was really cold.
Yeah.
Like...
Bad.
Yeah. Walking to the boat show was a chilly experience.
I bet.
I didn't walk the whole way there, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But just getting from the parking ramp to
it's too cold.
News that kind of ties into where Don's at. Always a lot of new developments in trail cameras, whether it's access to your phone now. You can look at your trail camera and see who's been walking around in front of your trail camera, whether it's a big buck or trespassers or whatever. Utah is banning the use of trail cameras in big game hunting.
Wow.
Which I was blown away. It says the Department of Wildlife Resources voted to ban the devices after conducting multiple surveys. Let's dig deeper, shall we? Bill, which went into effect May 5th, 2021. According to this news release, the bill was instructed by the DWR to create new rules governing trail use for hunting. After two surveys, they determined that the majority of the public was against the use of devices that transmit images and photos of real time for hunting purposes. The new rules also prohibit sale of footage or data from those trail cameras.
Huh.
Which is crazy because you can put that out on your property if you're not hunting. They voted to ban the use of both non-handheld and transmitted and non-transmitting devices, meaning that they held a chip that you could remove. And, trail cameras for night vision were also prohibited. So...
My husband would not be okay with that.
No.
He's obsessed.
It says it can be used to track and hunt bears, cougars, and instances when animals are preying on livestock. So that's it. We're out of here. For Ava, Don, and myself, we are the Valley Outdoors. Thanks for joining. Out of here. Till next week. Bye.